Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Brewers come out of a win last night. Claudio gets the win. Guerra gets the save, 5-3, and they continue the win streak. And don't look now, they're only a game behind St. Louis, who reclaimed the top spot in the Central. The Cubs a half game back. Adam, how you doing, man?
Hey, good. Well, yeah, that top of that division is exactly what we thought coming into the year, right?
It is.
Three teams kind of bunched up.
So here's my question. The pitching staff, the other day, I think it was over the weekend, Craig Counsell said, we're right where we want to be. What did you take away when he said that?
Is that what he said?
I think he said that his exact words were in a good spot.
I think I'm not saying that's not what he said. I don't remember that specifically. What I took was he felt like they were getting to where they wanted to be in terms of being a bit stabilized. And I think that was the idea of signing Gio Gonzalez, was they were in such disarray in the starting rotation because you only had one guy going good at all. And that was Zach Davies, who's, as of yesterday, was second in the league in ERA. But those young guys were all struggling. Chacin couldn't get going at all. And they were in a position where they just were in full scramble mode every day. Gio comes in, gives him a couple of good starts. Woodruff has had a couple of more stable starts. Chacin had that nice start against the Rockies, and things were feeling a little bit more normalized. Now, got a little screwed up again when Chase Anderson goes down with a blister and the 18-inning game. And now they're still kind of dealing with the effects of that 18-inning game. So things are a little bit in disarray again, but that's what I kind of took from what he said, is that it felt like they were getting to where they wanted to be. It felt a little more normal in the rotation, and I think you're seeing that in the results. This four-game winning streak, the pitching's been pretty good. Now it was against the Mets, who are, you know, really struggling to hit, and against the Nationals team that spent 7 hours on the tarmac before having to.
I was going
to
say
back.
You kind of felt you know, Washington was going to win that game yesterday.
Yeah, Washington there, but you know, I've seen teams in that position come out and, you know, kick butt too. So it wasn't a given that they were going to play terrible, but I mean, they played terrible. And that's a game the Brewers had to win because it was just absolutely handed to them. But look, that doesn't take away from the fact that they're pitching better right now. And that is, that's a good thing, because for all the stuff going on with Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar that we've talked about, they're scoring some runs. So it's the pitching that's going to, you know, right now that needed to pick it up, and they kind of did a little bit, including in that 18-inning game.
Prior to landing in Milwaukee, though, Washington had two games consecutively where they had multiple errors as well. It's not like just the long delay on the tarmac. For those that don't know, they were on the tarmac for sitting in a plane for, what, 6 hours or 7 hours or something like that?
Six, 7 hours, and then
just
finally, it was a mechanical issue they thought they could solve. Obviously, they wouldn't have waited that long. Then finally went back to the hotel and flew yesterday morning. So they didn't get into Milwaukee until about noon. It was, you know, that's how they do it in the minor leagues. And look, they're on a charter plane, so, you know, woe is not them. But still, it's an odd circumstance for a major league team. And they just looked weary. They didn't look very good.
Yeah, no doubt. The Brewers, in the meantime, still the bats, to a certain extent, are struggling. Certain players are still struggling. So the Brewers are getting wins almost in spite of right now. I guess, you know, my question becomes, when you look at guys like, Aguilar, when you look at guys like Travis Shaw, I know Ryan Braun had a big hit the other night, but still his bat has somewhat struggled, even though he's hit a little bit better as of late. Is there just an expectation that this is just going to get better, or at what point does it become alarming?
Well, the Travis Shaw one is the one that is, I think it's not unreasonable to say this is not happening. Right now, it's a lot of pop-ups, just a lot of strikeouts. There's not a ton going good for Travis Shaw. He could have hit a couple of balls hard in that 18-inning game. He almost won it in the ninth. That got pretty forgotten. I mean, he hit one to the warning track in center that could have sent us all home about 3 hours earlier. But it is a real struggle for Travis Shaw right now. But Craig Counsell has been clear this week that if there, at some point with every player, there's a point where you have to make a change. They are not at that point with Travis Shaw, that he views Travis Shaw as very important to what they're doing. They like what he does defensively at third base. He's been as steady a player as they have in terms of just, the 2 years. You look at his offensive numbers, it's nearly identical and very, very good offensive production. So they are not going to just, they're going to give him a chance, a long chance, and we're watching it, to get going. I don't know where the point is that you have to go a different path, but they are still at the point where they are trying to get him going. And I'll say, though, when you look at the offensive numbers, I think the team deserves some credit for, you know, they're still a good offense. They're still scoring a decent amount of runs. Last I looked, they were in the top half of baseball in terms of scoring. And obviously there's a lot of home runs happening with Christian Yelich and just playing games at Miller Park. So they're still functioning okay as an offense. And it's not as if they're going through these long droughts like, you know, say the Mets did this week, where they just can't score any runs. And that is a sign that if you get guys just kind of back to what they normally do, which baseball tells us over the years is almost always going to happen if given an opportunity, that this could be a very good offense. And I was talking to a scout the other night for a project that we're doing for Thursday, kind of the good and bad of each team in the division. And he, to this particular scout who's seen a lot of the Brewers, the offense is not in his mind a concern at all. He sees Aguilar and Shaw as both producing as they've done in the past. And this, by the summertime, being not just an okay offense, but a very good offense. So that's one scout's view, but it was, you know, I share it because this is a guy who's watched them a lot and sort of knows what he's looking at. And that's, you know, it sometimes often patience is rewarded. And obviously Craig Counsell hopes that in the case of those two important guys, it is rewarded.
Talking with Adam McCalvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com, there's been some shuffling on the pitching staff, specifically out of the bullpen.
Some shuffling.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm putting it a little mildly. Guys get DFA'd, guys come out and play well, the next thing they know, they're back on a flight. Look, I found it interesting that when you got into the discussion with David Stearns in the beginning of the season, back in spring training, he said, look, we value options. Options become very valuable to us. So you knew right then and there that he was going to shuffle this deck quite often whenever needed. So this is not a surprise to me. What is, I guess, you know, you're finding guys that are somewhat sticking, but it still seems like they're still massaging roles to figure out who can and who can't fill specific roles on a day-in and day-out basis, doesn't it?
I agree with you totally, and I don't think that should surprise us when you think about a team losing two-thirds of this three-headed bullpen monster at the start of the year. Corey Knebel out for the year. Jeremy Jeffress, you know, his last three outings are really promising for the Brewers, but we're in the first week of May. So basically he spent March and April kind of getting back to where he was supposed to be. And you take those two big pieces out of the puzzle that they had going at the end of last year, and I think it's pretty, you know, it's not totally surprising that there was it took some time to find that order. Obviously, they hope that, you know, say Alex Wilson, Jake Petrischko would have come in and just like been awesome at the beginning of the year. Maybe it wouldn't have stood out like it did. I think Junior Garrett did that and has pitched himself. We saw it last night again, getting the save. He has pitched himself into a very prominent role. But while other guys have kind of struggled to get into the year to find really good I put Matt Albers in the really good category too. I don't think we should forget him.
Mm-hmm.
But other guys kind of Wilson, for example, sort of good and then not so good. It's been a struggle, I think, for Craig Counsell to find that formula that makes things sort of obvious and easy as these games go along. So they're still working on it. And I'll say again, Jeremy Jeffress getting back to what he looked like when he was really good in the middle of last year is extremely significant. Last night was the first time that StatCast had him over 95 miles an hour on his top fastball. So he's throwing harder and harder each time out, and the game is not all velocity. But when, you know, for Jeffress, you saw it last year, that power fastball and then that great splitter when he has both of those pitches working and he's got some velo behind the fastball, he's really good. And he's kind of one of those fearless guys that comes in whatever situation and is able to get the big strikeout when he needs it. So if you get him back to the end of games, and yesterday in the eighth inning when it was a one-run game was a big deal, that is going to make things a lot easier for Craig Counsell. So let's see if he can continue on an upward trajectory and take some of the pressure off Josh Hader.
Hey, before I let you go, I want to ask you about Nelson. And is there any expectation for his return anytime soon?
Well, here's what we know. He pitched 2 days ago in AAA, his first game. Remember, it was pushed back because his wife had the twins early, so he had to spend some time at home. He's pitching again on Saturday in New Orleans, and then he'll pitch 6 games after that. That's what we know in terms of like on the books, minor league appearances. I don't know if that's just that's only what's been shared with me and there's more beyond that on the books, or if they're going to have a serious conversation after that third one, which would be about 11 days or so from now,
right,
about a next step and whether he'd be ready. But, you know, he threw 72 pitches in this first one. The results were not great. There were some walks, but again, I think we saw with Jeremy Jeffress, looking at box scores on these rehab appearances is not particularly useful all the time. The key was he was healthy and he came out of it healthy. So, you know, that's what I can say. 2 more minor league outings, and then we're going to have to ask some more questions and see what the plan is for him.
Good stuff as always, and we will chat again next week. And speaking of Jeremy Jeffress, he is coming up later on today in the program, so we'll get a chance to chat with him about that 95-plus mile-an-hour fastball and see how he's feeling. So that's good stuff.
And the food truck.
And the food truck. Can't forget about the food truck, no doubt.
Well, I'm sure he's going to want to, you know, plug that.
Oh,
he's
absolutely.
You'll probably ask him about the fastball, and he'll be like, let me tell you about this fried fish we have.
I can serve that fish up as fast as I throw my fastball. That may be his sling motto right there. So
there you go. That's good.
Good stuff,
yeah,
Adam.
Good.
Appreciate it, pal.
All right.
Talk to you later.
See
there you
ya.
Go. Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com and MLB.com, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.